Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. The subject we're doing today is still led by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, and we're doing part 9 from a 10-part series. The two topics today will be topic 20, being led by a vision, and topic 21, do not shut away the Spirit leading. Sometimes God leads through a vision. There are three types of visions in the Bible: a spiritual vision, a trance, and an open vision. A spiritual vision, you see with your eyes of your spirit and not your physical eyes. We go to Acts chapter 10, verses 1 to 3, and we read, "There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man and one who feared God with his whole household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, 'Cornelius.'" In these scriptures, we see Cornelius actually saw an angel. Angels have the ability, as God permits, to take upon themselves a visible form which can be seen with the natural eye, just as you can see a physical person. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2, it reads, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware." The scripture calls Cornelius's experience a vision in Acts chapter 10, verse 3. It was a spiritual vision. Cornelius saw into the spirit world, and there are angels out there in the spirit world. In a spiritual vision, you see with the eyes of your spirit, not with a physical eye. When Paul saw the Lord in Acts chapter 9, it was a spiritual vision. He did not see him with his physical eyes. When the Lord spoke to Saul, his eyes were shut. Therefore, whatever it was that Paul saw, he did not see with his physical eyes. We know this because the Bible says when his eyes were opened, he was blind. The second type of vision is when one falls into a trance. Cornelius did not fall into a trance, but Peter did. We read this in Acts chapter 10, verses 9 to 11. "The next day, as they went on their journey and drew near to the city, Peter went up on top of the house to pray about the sixth hour. Then he became very hungry and wanted to eat. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened and an object like a great sheet bound at the four corners descending to him and let down to the earth." When one falls into a trance, his physical senses are suspended. He does not know where he is right at that moment. He is not unconscious, but he does not know what is going on around him. He is more conscious of the spiritual thing or the spiritual realm than the physical things around him. The third type of vision is what's called an open vision. In an open vision, the eyes of the person are wide open and their physical senses are still intact and they do not fall into a trance. In this condition, the Lord Jesus Christ himself can appear to them. Topic number 21, do not shut away your spirit leading. Paul had an inward perception, an inward witness, that the voyage would be dangerous that he was going on. This is the primary way God leads us. The Holy Spirit, abiding in our spirits or living in our spirits, must communicate with us through our spirits and not through our minds. Any person who shuts his spirit away and never listens to it, because the spirit man is the candle of the Lord, becomes crippled in life and easy prey to selfish and designing people. You do not seek guidance when the Bible has already told you what to do. The Bible tells you how to act in every circumstance of life. God wants a believer to be guided in their lives by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us in many circumstances what we are to do with forgiveness and giving in all of those areas. We don't have to look for a prophetic word or a vision to tell us what to do when it's already written in the Bible. There are times when we need a word from the Lord. For example, if the Bible says go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature, it does say that. Now, if all of a sudden you get a witness in your spirit and the Holy Spirit says, I want you to go to Africa, it's wise not to jump on that or to be led by that immediately. The Bible says out of the mouths of two or three witnesses, a thing shall be established. So if you get a word to go to Africa, for example, it's the Logos word says, go into the world and preach the gospel. You've got a Rhema word, which is spoken by God through the Holy Spirit to go to Africa. But now you need confirmation out of the mouths of two or three witnesses, or you need a leading or guidance in visions by the Lord. Sometimes God will lead us by visions, the different types of visions, but normally he will speak to us and we will have an inner witness in our heart of what to do. Also, it's very important not to shut away your spirit leading. In fact, God wants us to develop our spirit leading more and more, that we're not led by what we see or what we feel or what we hear. The Bible says the just shall live their lives by faith, or have their lives sustained by faith. It's important to develop your spirit man to be led by the inner witness of the Holy Spirit. The next part to this subject will be part 10. And the topic will be topic number 22, train and develop and educate our spirit. Thank you for being with me today. God bless.